Praise the Lord. God is here. Amen. Yes, he is. He is so awesome. Wonderful God. Awesome God. I don't know what all God's got tonight, but he's got something really good. Amen. His presence has already been really good. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is for you. That's the title of my message tonight. God is for you. Hallelujah. Let's turn in our Bibles to Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 31. And I just want to say before I get started, if you got fought really hard this week, and especially hard today, you need to praise God. Yeah. Amen. Because God's got something really great in store for you. Amen. Or the enemy wouldn't have fought you so hard. He wouldn't have come against you so hard. He knows God's got something really good for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans 8 and 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Praise God. God is on your side tonight. Praise God. He is right there with you, right where you're at. He knows exactly where you are at tonight, amen? No matter what the situation is that you are dealing with tonight, God is bigger. God is greater, amen? And God is for you. Praise God. Good news tonight. Now let's turn to Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah chapter 54, and I'm going to read it first in the King James Version, starting with verse 14. It says, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon. Everybody say, no weapon.
No weapon.
No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. God is so good. And it said back in 14, it said, in righteousness thou shalt be established. Amen. And then it says, and their righteousness is of me.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you will prosper. It might look like it's going to prosper. It might look like you're just about to go under. But God says, no weapon formed against you will prosper. No weapon. No matter if it's finances. If the enemy has come against you in your finances, no weapon formed against you will prosper, saith the Lord. Amen. If something's coming against you on your job, not too big for our God. Amen. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Praise God. Someone coming against you, somebody might be saying stuff about you. Amen. God says no weapon that is formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment shall be condemned. This is your heritage. That's your heritage tonight. Amen. No weapon formed against you will prosper. If you're being attacked in your body, that's a weapon. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Hallelujah. That's good news tonight. Amen. If you're being attacked in your mind, no weapon, no weapon won't form against you. Won't prosper. Won't prosper. Amen. If something's going on in your family, if you've got a family situation, no weapon. Amen. Glory to God. God always has the last word. Amen. He always has the last word. Praise God. That is what belongs to us. Amen. The righteousness of God. The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you will prosper. I heard a testimony one time about this little boy. He was born retarded. And when he got school age, the doctors tested him. His mama wanted him to go to school, and so she had the doctors to test him. And they said that he was 3 points above what they considered to be a moron. He was severely retarded. And so they gave his parents no hope. They said he couldn't even, wasn't even any need in him going to special education because he'll never be able to learn anything. But there was just one problem. This mother was a believer. Amen. She believed that the Most High God was higher than any negative report that the doctor gave her. Amen. And she knew what she wanted in her heart. But let me tell you, she had a fight. We have to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. The good fight of faith. But she believed that scripture that says, all things are possible to them who believe. Praise God. This mama went ahead and she put him in a Christian special education class. But all the kids, as you can imagine, they picked on him. They ridiculed him. They called him names. They were mean to him, calling him retard and all kinds of nasty stuff. But this mama continued to pray for her son. That's what us mamas do, isn't it? Amen. Amen. Patty's talking about her children going through something. When your children go through something, you go through something. When your husband goes through something, you go through something. When your wife goes through something, you go through something. Amen? But when this boy was 14 years old, she took him to a meeting that was coming, that had come into town, and this minister that was ministering there, he was used a lot in the gift of prophecy. So after the preaching of the word and he's ministering, this minister calls him and this little boy and his mama up, and he says, your son has been diagnosed with severe retardation, but God is going to heal your son and educate him. And she said, you know, I was thrilled. I know God's going to heal him, but she said, I really didn't understand what he meant by God is going to educate him. But she stood on the word. She believed the word. She knew that God was going to heal her son. And so she continued, and she continued, and she continued. And then, like 2 years later, when he was 16 years old, see, we think when we get a word, it's supposed to happen right then. It doesn't always happen right then. We would like for it to, but it doesn't always happen that way. See, after she got that word 2 years later, she's still battling and doing warfare and prayer, believing for her son's healing. And so at 16 years old, they go to another meeting. The minister calls them up. He lays hands on the boy, and he tells his mother, go to your son's principal and tell him that your son's been healed and to put him in the 10th grade. Here he is, 3 points above moron level, in special education. And this minister is saying, you go tell the principal to put him, he's been healed, put him in 10th grade. So the next day, she goes to the principal. She talks to him. She tells him, God healed my son. And God said to put him in the 10th grade. Well, you can imagine what this principal's saying. She's a little off. She's not just right. But she happened to notice that right behind him on the wall was a banner. And on that banner, it said, all things are possible to him who believes. Mark 9:23. She told the principal, she said, if you can't believe that my God has healed my son, then you need to take that banner down. You're a hypocrite. Yes. This woman had boldness. Sometimes we have to have boldness. We have to have tenacity. See, we have to fear God reverently more than we fear man. See, we have to do what God says above what man says. Amen? See, a man wants you to go by the ways of the rules that they've set. But see, God doesn't always go by man's rules. Amen? Because he is the head ruler. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the one that rules over heaven and earth and over this universe and over all things. Amen? He is the head of all things. Amen. And he is your creator tonight. He is the one that created this whole world. Amen. So this principal says, well, you're going to have him tested again. So she makes an appointment with the doctor, has him tested again. And this boy been retarded all his life. They told him he had 3 points higher than a moron. All of a sudden, he can do algebra. He can do trigonometry. Everything that they tested him for, he excelled in it. Amen. So guess what the principal did? He put him in the 10th grade. So this boy goes to the 10th grade. And he goes in the 10th grade. He was scared. He was shaken. Because he knew that those very kids that were in that class were some of the very ones that had ridiculed him and made his life miserable. But 3 weeks into that class, he was the head of the class. And 3 weeks into that class, he was tutoring the very kids that had ridiculed him. Praise God. That's God, isn't it? That's our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He graduated with honors from high school. Amen. And today he has earned 5 doctorates and 2 PhDs. And not only is he a very smart person, he's a genius. That's our God. That's the mighty God that we serve. Amen. That's how big our God is. That's how great our God is. That's how powerful our God is. That's who you serve tonight, amen? You serve the great I Am. He is I Am for whatever need you have tonight, amen? Whatever the weapon is that the enemy has tried to form against you, you serve the Most High God, hallelujah. All we got to do is call on our God, amen? Trust in our God. Know who you're serving tonight. Know that you're serving the Most High God. And be like that mother. Have the tenacity and the boldness to say, no, this is what my God said belongs to me. This is what he said is mine, and I'll not take anything less. Amen. Hallelujah. If God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. We got a word in intercession a few weeks ago. And the Lord said, and he's been saying a lot. He's been talking to us intercessors a lot. And Miss Bonnie's been writing them down. So I'll have to get her to get some of that together so we can share some of the things with you. But he said this one particular time, he said, answered prayer is coming to you like express mail. Like express mail. Amen. And I feel like the Lord is saying to you tonight that answers are going to be expedited to you. Amen. That means he's going to cause answers to come quickly. To come sooner, to come accelerated to you. He's going to hasten answers to you. Amen. He's saying tonight, don't give up. Be like that little mother that didn't give up on her son that the doctors said was no hope for. Because whatever it is that you're dealing with tonight, the enemy may have told you there's no hope. But God says there is hope. Yeah. Amen. And he says, don't give up. Don't stop. Don't back up. Keep going. Keep your eyes focused on him. Yeah. Amen. Keep your eyes focused on the Word of God. Yeah. Keep your eyes focused on the great I Am. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a change coming. There's a change coming. Expedition. Quicker. Sooner than what you think. Amen. Expedition. Coming quickly. Coming fast. Hallelujah. Amen. Accelerated. Accelerated. Hallelujah. See, God doesn't just do a half-done job. What God has begun, he will finish. Amen. Betty came and told us tonight. She's been interceding. Her and Wanda have been interceding for Wednesday night service in particular. We felt a higher anointing on Wednesday night since they started praying. But she said she got up the other morning. I don't remember when it was, Betty. But anyway, she put her glasses on and she said everything was blurry. She's walking through the house, and everything's blurry, and she's like, what is going on? She said that the Spirit said, go put your old glasses on. She went and put her old glasses on and she could see better. See, her eyes are getting better. Amen. And see, that word's for you, Betty. What God has started, He will finish. Amen. What He has begun, that good work that He has begun in you, He will complete. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's some areas in your life that God's already begun to do things. And He says, it's not over. See, when He does something, He don't do it halfway. He finishes it. What He starts, He completes. Amen. Hallelujah. Favor. Favor. Some of you have had problems on your job, but you're going to start seeing a change. There's going to be a little turn. A little turn in your boss. See, you're going to start getting favor. Your boss is going to see, he's not going to know why he's being so nice. He's not going to understand why he's not being quite as hard as he used to be. But it's the favor of God. It's the favor of God. Hallelujah. See, the favor of God surrounds you as a shield. And see, the enemy has tried to form this weapon against you on your job. But God says, hallelujah. He says, that was for a time. But now, things are turning. Things are shifting. Things are changing. And you're going to see a change on your job. You're going to see favor, the favor of God. Hallelujah. If you believe, you will receive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. The sunshine, the Lord spoke tonight. The sunshine, He's going to put some sunshine in your heart. You've been struggling. You've been going through some things. The enemy has fought you tooth and nail. But God's about to put the sunshine back in your heart. Amen. Where the enemy has tried to put darkness and tried to put oppression and say that, you know, things are only going to get worse. They're certainly not going to get better. Well, he is, let me just get clue you in on something. Satan is the liar and the father of lies. Hallelujah. God is the truth and he is the father of all good things. Good things come from him. Hallelujah. And he's about to pour out some goodness on his children. Amen. He's about to pour out some goodness on you tonight. I said tonight. Amen. He's going to pour out some goodness tonight. Are you ready? Are you ready to receive his goodness? Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. The goodness of God falling, falling, falling on his people tonight. The goodness of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can feel faith in you tonight. See, God can move and God can speak and he can do some things when there's faith. Faith touches him. You're touching him tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Faith touches him. Glory to God. And faith changes things. When God shows up. When God moves in. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you play something back there, Ish? Something a little slow. I feel like the Lord, Pastor, if you'd come up, wants us to pray for some people tonight. The enemy has come against you. Come against your mind. Made you weary. Tired. Tried to steal your faith. But God. Hallelujah. God is on your side. God is for you. Nobody can be against you. It might look like it for a time, but our God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If it's okay with you, I'm going to start out calling some people up for prayer that the Lord's showing me. And then I'll open it for anybody else that I don't call up. Praise the Lord. Just being an attitude of prayer tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.